Women podcast.
Hello and welcome back to the Power of Women podcast. It's Amy here again with the second edition of the podcast. We're ramping up to the festival now and our big day, March the 8th, which we all know is International Women's Day. What are you doing to celebrate? We have a four-day digital festival. You are so welcome to join us. It is free. All the info and more is at powerthanet.com or on all our socials at powerthanet. Now, the same as last time, I'm starting with a quiz. This time, it's Margaret Hayfield, who was the Director of Software Engineering for NASA's Apollo space program. She wrote the mathematical sequence that enabled the Apollo mission to be successful. Now, only one of these is true. She was so good at what she did that A, NASA named a space shuttle after her. B, she was sent to space as the first female engineer on the Apollo space program. Or C, NASA would have her double check equations done by the computers. Answers at the end of the podcast. And now it's over to Tanya Hoser, who I spoke to as she was editing her film Food, which she produced especially for POW 2021, about the women of the Thanet food banks. The film will be screened as part of the festival on Sunday, March the 7th at 3 p.m. After that, it will live on the POW Thanet YouTube. Over to Tanya to find out more.
The Power of Women.
The Power of Women.
The Power of Women podcast.
Hello there. How are you, love?
All right, thank you. How are you?
Yes, doing all right. Really excited for the festival and making it digital. So I was really happy that we've been making this film with you already because the lockdown, regardless of that, people can watch your wonderful film. You've done some stuff with POW before, right? You popped up before. What have you done with us?
On the first year of POW, I made a documentary about the festival. I used the sound piece by Emily Peasgood called Birds. It was such an inspiring piece she did with the community choir. I wanted to use that, but then she played me a track that just she had recorded of the same piece. So I overlaid them both together and combined them. And then I took that approach with the film that I was making, and I overlaid lots of images to create the feeling of that first festival, which was really dynamic and new, interesting and very powerful. And the piece has been very successful. It's now in the British Music Collection, and it's done very well as a film too. So that was a great thing to do. And then being invited again this year to make a film about how the women of Thanet are handling the situation where people are struggling for food or the changing needs of food in Thanet during the pandemic. I've thankfully been given a pretty much free rein to see what I think is happening and to see how Thanet is dealing with things as it always does in a very special and unique way. And there are some amazing things going on.
I'm so looking forward to seeing the film. Yeah, can you give us a taster of what we can expect from the film?
Well, there's sort of three aspects to it. There's the what's happening in the food banks and how an amazing range of people are using their skills in a completely different way, throwing themselves into what they're doing now to help out the whole community in the food banks. And then there's other initiatives which I wasn't aware of. Sharon Goodyear's Food Shop, which is an amazing initiative that isn't only a shop that's what I feel is like an original cooperative. It's a very low-priced food shop to allow the community to buy good food at very cheap prices, but also to be guided in terms of cooking. There's recipe cards, you can buy kits to buy meals and everything. And that not only gets us through this hiccup and the headache in life with the pandemic, it is something that can really be used in the future. And likewise, another amazing thing that's going on is the Kitchen CT9, where they are using their great cooking skills and bringing the new elements of the community in Thanet, all the DFLs and the visitors, together with the people of Thanet to literally share the table and eat really, really good food and pay as they want to. Unfortunately, it has worked well. You know, there are enough people who are paying what they want to, which covers the people that can't pay that much. Mm-hmm. And that is a really, really powerful thing for the future of planet.
It will be a great way to highlight for people that may one day need to use them or want to support them. On that note, did you speak to anyone who is a user of the food banks as well?
Oh, yes, I spoke to quite a few people who were users of the food banks. And there are also people who were users of the food banks and may well still be, but who are also helping out there. It's not an us and them approach. Yeah. It's, we are a community helping each other, and this is what it takes.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's such a beautiful message, because it really is, you know, we're all about a paycheck away from needing a food bank, and especially at the moment. So I think it's really poignant time for this film to be made. And I'm really super excited to see it.
I've seen several documentaries or news clips and things about what's going on with food provision in the rest of the country. And I think there are some great things. But I do think that what's happening in Thanet is pretty special and very much appropriate to where Thanet is as a changing and evolving area.
What do you predict as sort of the future going forward and when we come out of lockdown for these food banks?
Food banks are aimed at a particular kind of time span for people in need during a particular time span. They shouldn't really be long-term methods of support, which is why it's so interesting that the other initiatives are there to take over for the longer term.
We'll continue with this interview just after I think of today's sponsor. Hang on, there isn't one. POW Thanet is a charity that does incredible work across the community, culminating in this fantastic festival every year for International Women's Day. And we're really excited to start doing projects all across the year. So if you'd like to sponsor this podcast, get in touch. Also, you as a listener can support us by rating this podcast, 5 stars please, and give it a nice review. This all really helps. Thank you for your support.
The Power of Women.
Power of Women.
The Power of Women.
Power of Women podcast.
And we were just discussing, obviously, POW is a women's arts festival and we are celebrating the women of the food banks, but it's also, it's quite a balanced gender of people working in them, right?
Yeah, it's something that I was commissioned to make the film looking at how the women of Thanet are handling the food landscape during the pandemic. But having started off with that aim, I can see that there's an awful lot of men working in food banks too. People team up very well. Different women have different sets of skills. They're not sort of like gender stereotypical skills. But people are working well together, men and women. And in some of the places, the men are leading, and some of the places, the women are leading. But for this particular film, I'm looking at the women of Thanet because that's what POW celebrates.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so looking forward to seeing it. It's going to be going up as part of our digital festival, and then it will live on the POW YouTube afterwards. So I can't wait to share it. Thank you for everything that you've done for us, Tanya. I've got a couple of little questions that I've been asking everyone just about how and when they found feminism and where you taught feminism in school. Sort of at what age did you kind of realise there's a sort of gender struggle?
I think I was kind of, there's two instances. Once when I had to make, my mum asked me to make tea for an uncle. When I was either a young teenager or a preteen. And he took the tea, liked the tea, and said, "Oh, you'll make somebody a good wife."
Wow.
So that was one of my first things. I thought, well, that doesn't sit right. But then a deeper understanding really came, I think, when I was at university.
Yeah.
And I can't remember who I was reading, but the reading said that, and there was statistical analysis and proof of this, that the attributes that make a well-balanced person, like clarity, strength, consistency, etc., etc., were agreed on by a whole group of people, men and women. And then when you reclassified it as what attributes make a good woman, those weren't in there. It was a different set of attributes. wow. that made a good woman, and the standard set of attributes that made a good person were associated with men. That may have changed to a degree now, but at that time, I thought, oh, that actually makes sense to me.
Yeah.
I'm not saying we've completed our journey. We're always on a journey improving things.
Well, yeah, feminism is ever evolving, and you know, we talk a lot about intersectional feminism and the crossovers. What generation, what era was that you were at university that you were sort of, you don't want to out you? I'm just in.
Early 80s, I think.
Yeah, okay, that's really interesting. I also wanted to ask who an inspirational feminist to you was as a final question, just to sort of, yeah, someone that maybe had an impact on your life.
Well, I'm probably not the only person to say Maya Angelou. Yeah. I was studying drama for some of the time, so she was just amazing. And I really like oratory skills. Yeah. You know, I think the power of language is huge, and the power of the spoken word is huge. So she combined a lot of feminist ideas and was a fabulous orator.
Thank you. That's so brilliant. And I really hope the people listening to this can... If they don't know Maya Angelou, you can look her up. And if they do, to just, yeah, refine some quotes and be inspired. And also, yeah, get their teeth into your film when it comes out. Really excited.
Well, it's been a pleasure. I'm editing at the moment and, yeah, really enjoying it.
Thank you for all your hard work. It's all these wonderful women that make power what it is. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tanya. I can't wait to see this film. I'm really happy we've been able to capture this moment in time and honour the incredible work of the women of the Thanet Food Banks. And now for the answer to the quiz. Margaret Hayfield was so good at what she did that A. NASA named a space shuttle after her, B. she was sent to space as the first female engineer on the Apollo space programme, or C. NASA would have her double-check equations done by the computers. And the answer is C. NASA would have her double-check equations done by computers. That is some brain power. Thank you for listening. Big love and strength to you, and see you at our digital festival 5th to the 8th of March.
Women Podcast. Women Podcast.